There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA Network. Excuse me, studio and network, I guess. Yeah. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. Oh, I'm going to show you some stuff about G-Code. Before the end of this first quarter, I'll be going up there, and I got a new rig to do video with, and I'm going to take you behind the curtain with some of the stuff that they make, why they make it the way they make it. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. We should never doubt the linguistic and logical limberness of these professionally coached, read that to be, privately funded anti-gun activists. And right now they're circling the wagons in response to this Pew Research poll. One of the first things they're doing, now here's a Pew Research poll question. What do you think is more important, to protect the right of Americans to own guns or to control gun ownership? Since any form of gun ownership control is an infringement on the rights of you and me to own guns, That's a very simple question. One of the things they're doing is they're saying that this year, the Pew Research Center decided to monkey with the question, which is exactly what happened with this supposed 90% of people want gun background checks, you know, when you buy a gun. They monkeyed with that question. But the Pew Research Center has been asking this same question for decades, for years, for over 10 years. In the most recent instance of this survey, 6% more Americans think that protecting gun owner rights is more important than enacting gun control. This isn't the first time there's been a majority, although in the history of the Pew poll, the margins have been much thinner. But anyone who has watched tracking polls of the past few decades know that this is a culmination of a long-term trend, and it's surprising only in as much as Pew Research appears to be a little behind other surveys. Even though the poll has been called an outlier by an outright liar from a gun-control-obsessed maniacal medical school. But members of the media, nonetheless, flatly proclaimed incorrectly that this was the first time Pew had seen gun rights being more popular than gun anti-rights. And maybe this explains why 40% of us, only 40% of us, of the public, trust the news media. I don't believe anything they're saying in most cases. Most of the stuff that they say, for the most part, I mean, everybody wants to default to Fox News. Fox News is the only conservative outlet there out there in the United States. Fox News is complicit in a lot of things. They get out there and say, well, you know, they call semi-automatic rifles assault weapons. They use the term gun violence. This is what I'm talking about when you hear people out there claiming to be pro-gun, that are using the same terminology as the gun grabbers. Nobody in the Fox studios is sitting back and saying, do you think we should be using the same terminology as the gun grabbers?
No.
The backlash to this polling coming from Pew is, very predictable. Sympathetic left-of-center members of the media sought the opinion of gun control activists to flavor their reporting. My favorite was Media Matters, the Podesta organization, specifically designed and devoted to attacking non-leftist journalism. So for a printable quote, they tracked down an assistant professor to the Joyce Foundation funded Center for Gun Policy and Research. You know, the Joyce Foundation is one of those black holes that we got Barack Obama from. Her curriculum vitae states that she focuses on how public policies affect mental health, substance use, and gun violence, and also notes that her education is in health policy and management. It doesn't mention a background in research methodology design. So when she told Media Matters that the Pew Research was an outlier, she was either willfully ignoring other polling or pulled the conclusion out of her antidepressant pill bag. Other news outlets did their normal job of trying to distract readers and watchers and listeners from the news item itself. The Los Angeles Times, a longtime champion of gun control, spent most of their article reciting recent episodes of violence involving guns before quoting a highly questionable report from a Bloomberg-financed gun control group. New York Times took the same approach. They did pester a different anti-gun activist from the Center for Gun Policy and Research, whose pre-coordinated response matched his co-workers. See, I don't know if you guys remember this or not, and you may not have even heard about it, but back around 2010, this little cabal called the Journolist emerged. And what the Journolist was it was essentially a listserv service where you could communicate on a forum with other people of like minds. So the Journolist was all leftist journalists, and they would coordinate with themselves through the Journolist what they were going to say. So if you heard it in Albuquerque, New Mexico, it sounded just like the same thing coming out of Boston, Massachusetts. And this is a coordinated, concerted, designed effort to make you believe what they're saying is a fact, when it is not a fact. It is propaganda straight out of the book. Goebbels would be proud. Now, there's also a Gallup poll that shows exactly what the Pew Research poll does. And this is the problem for them, because this means that there's more people out there today pro-rights, and they talk to people. And if they know five and they convince two, we just increased our numbers by 40%. If you think about this, pro-gun people, I know pro-gun people talk to anti-gun people. Not activists, you know, just people that, you know, you're working with somebody and you carry a gun, you go hunting, you like to target shoot, you like to train tactically, whatever. And there's somebody there saying, I just don't understand why you like guns. These guys are very persistent. They'll say, well, listen, why don't you come out to the range with me and just give it a shot? You know, let me tell you some facts. Tell me what you think, and let me tell you what I know. And they're very persistent with it, and because they're friends, that you have a better chance of convincing a friend than you do of trying to convince somebody that you don't know. That's their issue. This is the problem they face. And it is not going to go away. It is going to be present. It is going to happen. This is a very, very bad time to be a liberal gun grabber. Already we're seeing the push, you know, law enforcement's not behind I-594. That's the latest thing they bought. Five or six billionaires bought rights out of Washington State. That's under fire. It's bad. It is bad for them. Pretty good for me, though. I get a lot of chuckles out of it. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Alex Jones here. The last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com, Scott Evans, Jesse Lockhart, a whole bunch of other people, Robin Knapp. I mean, it's just, they are expanding, they're getting bigger. One of the things about GECO, they have just gotten a really decent government gun contract amongst some of these guys that really in the upper tier, they're buying their stuff because they know their stuff is going to work and it's not going to break. And it's completely modular. And that's why they're buying it. That's why I use it. I don't exist in the same world as those guys, but I like the same stuff they do. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Sometimes you need to understand that just because you have a legal right to do something, that doesn't automatically make that morally right or intelligent or the right course of action to pursue. And coming out of Wise County, Texas, we have one of those incidents, and I made reference to this earlier in the show. At 4 a.m. Friday, Spencer Crandall began to knock on his neighbor's door and ring the bell. Craig Rigtrip was inside with his wife and 14-year-old daughter and didn't know the early morning intruder. He called 911 to report someone was trying to break in. At this point, the homeowner armed himself and went outside. That's when he saw a man trying to jump a fence that was between his house and his neighbor's house, later clarifying that Crandall was trying to climb a privacy fence between Rigtrip's backyard about 40 miles northwest of Texas. They got into a fight in the backyard. At some point, Rigtrip backed away from the man and told him he was armed. The man kept saying he needed to get inside the house. Rigtrip fired one shot at Crandall's chest, killing him. Deputies arrived to find him dead on the front porch. The man who was killed, Spencer Crandall, had been suffering from ruptured discs in his back. He had begun sleepwalking sporadically as a side effect of the muscle relaxers he had been prescribed to help deal with the pain. His wife had found him outside on a previous occasion and was able to lead him back inside without incident. Mr. Rigtrip was right to call 911. And he was wise to arm himself against a potential home invader. Going outside to confront him was a foolish decision. When he left the safety of his home, tactically, it was a very bad mistake. If that had been a serious home invader and not some guy sleepwalking, he could very well be dead. And the home invader would have penetrated the home and, you know, wife, 14-year-old, they're inside. This is very similar to a November 2013 incident in Georgia where a 72-year-old Air Force veteran with dementia was killed by a renter after the renter heard the man attempt to open the door of his home. The renter called police, armed himself, and then went outside to investigate. The old man, who at the time was likely suffering from frostbite and prone to loss of speech due to his dementia, was shot and killed for merely walking towards the renter, whom he saw likely as someone who could help him. This thing is still under investigation in Texas. They've not said whether they feel Rigtrip has a legitimate self-defense claim. The case will be presented to a grand jury to determine if charges will be filed. If you're in your home and you are in a safe position and you have called 911 and you have armed yourself, you have no need to go outside and start a little sweep of the area. The only time you need to leave an area of safety, let's say your bedroom is on one side of the house and the children's bedroom is on the other side, well, you've got to go to them to either get them and bring them back, which is sort of dumb, or to get them to get with them and stay with them and use this as the position to hold up on. In the event of somebody trying to come in your home, movement is not going to be your friend. Holding up is going to be your friend. Getting into position is going to be your friend. Now, Knowing that, some of these, like the shooting of the old man with dementia, okay? I've got a problem with that. I'm not a medical person. Mm-hmm. But I can recognize somebody who is, you know, demented. I can recognize, first of all, they're going to be normally elderly. And if they've got nothing in their hands and all they're doing is walking towards me, I'm going to maintain space. If they need help, I'm going to try to find them help. I'm going to do this all very cautiously, but I'm not going to go guns up. That's not what you do. You don't want to end a life just because they're walking towards you. I know I'm talking, I'm armchair quarterbacking here. But I mean, if I ever pull the trigger on somebody, I'm going to have no other choice. If I can move, I've got a choice. If I'm not being shot at, I've got a choice. If I can maintain space, I have a choice. Now, why do I want to do it that way? I want to do it that way because I know what the psychological effects of the shooter is in a self-defense situation. I know what the shooter goes through psychologically. Which is, you know, even if the police walk up to you and say, well, that was a good righteous shoot. That was self-defense all the way. We need to take a picture of your gun and everything, and we need to do this, and we need a statement from you. And then you get released, and no charges are ever filed on you. You play that over again and again and again in your head. That moment when you did what you did, when you defended yourself, when you ended a life. It is not something to be taken lightly. If you're in a real self-defense situation, it is something to be done effectively. But it is not something to be taken lightly. And getting out there and some old guy that, you know, is having trouble talking to you. I can tell the difference between a physically dangerous person that may be demented and a dangerous person that may, an elderly, not as physically able person. Keep that in the back of your mind, please. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This part of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. The only holster I wear, the only holster I run. And I'm going to show you why later on. I'm going to show you why. I'm going to go up there, I'm going to do some stuff with them, and I'm going to bring it to you in all in beautiful 4K resolution video. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. There is no one development in the United States over the last three decades that has imperiled us more than this idea that we benefit from physician oversight of life events and circumstances that are not medical. At its most intrusive, they call this process medicalization, and it creates a clinical conundrum of the mere act of living and posits medical solutions for things that are actually going to benefit more from your own individual concentration and perseverance than with professional intervention. And we get to bear witness to what it means to this reformation of what it means to be a physician in America, which was a formerly independent and autonomous profession, and now it's become the hall monitor for us all. A good example of the problem here is Adam Goldstein, MD of North Carolina. He's trying to put out there that firearms are the new tobacco. And he quotes the argument in a patent of medical benevolence. And it's a testament to the profession's creativity in dragging into their sphere things that don't belong there in the first place. There is no constitutional right to smoke. But Dr. Goldstein doesn't stop there. He wants national standards of licensure and professional behavior especially regarding physicians and guns, akin to what is seen with commercial truckers. He also supports legal designation of all health care settings as gun-free zones without a trace of irony to the fact that schools already occupy that space. This is trying to conflate a vice with a right. This idea, you know, there is no evidence out there of the firearms industry in their advertising or claims, for the most part, that has ever been intentionally deceptive. They've never encouraged gun owners to engage in reckless behavior, which smoking is, by definition. I know I smoke. Now, that's quite a bit different from the way that the tobacco purveyors, who willfully lied about the dangers of their products for decades, and they use physicians to deliver the lie and persuade potential smokers that it all was medically hunky-dory. It's not very difficult to see the bottom line of anti-gunners is a grandiose tobacco-style financial punishment of the firearms industry for its alleged transgressions. Now, if gun rights opponents want to use the legal system to pursue their goals, like in the case of the Newtown lawsuit against Bushmaster, they should actually be suing the family of Adam Lanza and the estate of Nancy Lanza to create a theory of civil liability that puts the onus on gun owners to secure their firearms. They could do that. If you live with someone you know, or ought to know, and there's a specter that your weapons, your legally owned weapons, could be used wrongly, it's your obligation, not the gun makers, not the gun seller, to secure them. Suing Bushmaster, the distributor, and the manufacturer, and the now-defunct retailer makes no more sense than suing the manufacturer and dealer of the car Margot Bronstein was driving in Redondo Beach, California. She's suspected in having been under the influence of, among other things, prescription drugs. In the Affordable Care Act, there's statutory language against gathering information about gun ownership, and that's all a subterfuge. The feds want the doctors to inquire about and document in medical records information about gun ownership. Absent that desire, there's no reason for an executive order, which we have, clarifying that the prohibition really wasn't one. The establishment of medicine, like the AMA and the American Academy of Pediatrics, has firmly glommed on to this federal feeding post, which dispenses nearly 40 cents of every health care dollar we spend, more if you count the taxes on health insurance premiums and in name only for profit health plans. As these physicians become increasingly employees of the federal government, we can expect them to behave like other employees of the federal government. They will ask about what their employers and their employers' overseers want them to ask about, all under the guise of quality health care and helping to save us from ourselves. They will take every request the government throws at them because they're getting money for this, and they're getting power for this, and they're getting influence for this. Doctors will be asked to promote safe guns even though there is no demand among gun owners for that technology and even less confidence in its utility. You know, I carry an iPhone. From time to time, the iPhone the iPhone reboots itself. If I've got a smart gun, maybe it'll have Wi-Fi. What if my smart gun reboots itself at the wrong time? I got to go to the doctor next week. If my doctor asks me if I have guns, I'm going to tell him, I'm here about my blood pressure. And if he continues on, I don't know what I'll do. But I normally don't play that game with. I'm a horrible patient. I really am. I pay cash for everything I do. And because I'm paying cash, I don't let them get out there and send me for a bunch of tests and send me for a bunch of therapy or anything else. I don't know if it would be beneficial. Everything I've ever been sent for never even approached the problem. But the last thing we need, you know, doctors, if my skin is broken or I've got a broken bone or I'm running a fever or something, that's what they need to be concerned with. They need to be concerned with helping me. That's why I pay them. It's a client-patient to a professional relationship. They don't need to go any further than that. But, they're going to. Too much money, too much power. And that's okay. I form my own opinions. We'll be right back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right. Gosh, that's horrible. Never do the rejoinder with when your voice is cracking. Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Once again, this portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. I'm going to have them on the show next week. We're going to talk a little bit about what's coming up. And then we're going to get to do a little filming. Yeah, we are. Right now, as we read stories about all the protests, the war on the police, all these things going on, we need to sit down, because I've been here before. I was a child, but I've been here before. We've all been here before, unless you were born after 1970. We were here in 1968 when protests dominated the news, and the result was the passage of sweeping gun control in the form of the Gun Control Act of 1968. Then, as now, we had a Democratic president. LBJ was more than happy to sign the measure that outlined categories of regulated firearms, made it illegal for a law-abiding citizen to carry to buy a handgun in person from a retailer outside his or her state of residence, and placed new taxes on firearm importers, manufacturers, dealers, among other things. In other words, he was more than happy to punish American society as a whole and shackle law-abiding citizens rather than confront the lawlessness where it was and as it was. If you look out there, you can find polls that are being used to say that American people are more open to gun control, while senators and representatives were simultaneously being bombarded by mountains of mail and constituent contacts opposing gun control. Then, as now, the debate leading up to the passage of gun control lasted years, and those supporting it kept up just enough pressure that when high-profile public incidents like the assassinations of Martin Luther King and Robert Kennedy occurred, they were able to push gun control over the top. They thought this happened with Sandy Hook. They thought that was the over-the-top incident. Finally, then, as now, the gun control proposed and passed in 1968 did not stop any of the actions at which it was aimed. The goal of keeping guns out of the hands of protesters, Black Panthers, and others, traveling state to state and contributing to unrest, actually turned into a reality where a law-abiding citizen from one state was barred from purchasing a handgun for self-defense from a retailer in another. In other words, the vulnerable were made more vulnerable, while the government that refused to confront lawlessness was able to use that very lawlessness as an excuse for more laws. That has a boomerang effect. It's a knife. It's a blade with two edges. Right now in New York, in New York City, where the NYPD has cut back on some categories of crime and making arrests up to 94%. 94%. That's almost a complete cessation of working. They're almost on strike. In the meantime, the populace there is almost totally disarmed. If they have to respond to a violent call or to a 911 call, they're not going alone anymore. They're waiting to partner up with at least one other guy and maybe two or three. And that has stretched the already embarrassing response time. The national average is 11.11 minutes for a 911 call. In New York City, it's almost 4 hours. 4 hours. So there, where they practice a lot of gun control. I mean, one of the things they're coming out with, everybody's saying, well, you know, Brinsley had easy access to guns, therefore we must go ahead and push for more gun control. Well, he didn't have easy access to guns. He had black market access to guns. I don't have easy access to guns because if I go buy a gun, I have to go through a background check and paperwork and all this other stuff. That's not easy access. It's regulated access. I don't actually have to go through the background check, which means it's wasted. All of that stuff I go through is a wasted effort. I've been vetted. I should be able to slap the permit. Pow! No, you know, I know they got to do paperwork to satisfy the ATF as to where the gun went. And I guess that's all they do it for. But it's still not easy. The gun control that they're proposing, the universal background checks, which they now have in Washington State, will not achieve the stated goal. Joe Manchin admitted as much. Gun trafficking laws and online gun sale regulations that Gabby Giffords and Mark Kelly called for, that would come up short as well, because we already have gun trafficking laws and online gun sale regulations. The big difference here is that this is not 1968. This is not 1968. This is 2015 now. And as such, we have something that they didn't have in 1968, alas. We have better dissemination of information. We have other sources beside the big three. We have other means of getting our news besides newspapers and NBC, ABC, and CBS. We have more at our disposal. And that changes opinions. And with opinions come votes. And occasionally we demonstrate exactly how displeased we are. We need to keep the pressure. One thing we need to do is keep pressure on senators and representatives so that we know that we're not looking for a crackdown on guns, but a crackdown on lawlessness. We are with them on that. Lawlessness, cracking down on guns, going into the hands of a law-abiding citizen will do nothing, nothing to impact crime. Not one single scintilla. It will, however, enrich the already target-rich environment that the criminal enjoys, especially in an area like New York. Why do you think New York has all the crime they have? They have to go outside to get the guns, absolutely. But why do so many of them end up in New York? Because it's easy to operate New York City. All of you in New York City that are living there, just wanting to live your lives, law-abiding, all this other stuff, you deserve a chance to, but you live in a place where they know that you can't fight back. And the only thing that you've had up to this point is the cops. And now they're pulling back. What you have happening in New York City right now is a slow motion dynamic, which the last time we saw this was Katrina. And then the time before that, it was the L.A. riots, where the cops pull back. And then everything explodes. And that's what you have right now. I want to encourage everybody. I had this guy on the show a long time ago, a guy named Chris Koenig. If you want to watch something to really get yourself incensed, you need to go watch Assaulted, Civil Rights on Fire. You can find it on Hulu to stream and just watch it. Assaulted, Civil Rights on Fire. Had Chris on the show. And he examines things like the L.A. riots and Katrina and everything, and he looks at the rights being infringed. And if you really want to get your steam up and start out 2015 hot, do that today. Check that out. Saw it on Hulu the other time. He sent me a screener of that, and I lost it in the email. Gadgum email server. I didn't lose it. It just vanished. I don't know what happened to it. I never got to watch it until I watched it the other day. It's a masterfully put together presentation. And it's narrated by Ice-T. Who didn't thunk it? Who would have thunk Ice-T would have done it? Gun control targets you. It's designed to influence your behavior, and that behavior is owning a gun. If you own a gun, you are a threat to the progressives. Make no mistake about it. They don't know how to control you at that point. You can fight back. And they're concerned with you being able to fight back. Which, if there's somebody looking at you and they're saying, we don't want him to fight back, that should be a red flag right there. Oh, God, gee. We'll do this again. Well, we'll start. We'll pick it up on Monday. And between now and then, please remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Friday. This has been Lock and Load. Happy New Year.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.